Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. Recording a custom sound in our app would be really difficult to code by hand. Fortunately, we don't always have to write everything by hand. We can rely on third-party libraries to help us build functionality into our apps that would be difficult to do. Somebody's already done the hard work. Let's borrow what they've done, right? So fortunately, your friends at Coding for Fun, specifically Clint Rutkus, the co-author of this video series, has created the toolkit for Windows Phone that hides the complexity of this functionality as well as a lot of other cool things behind easy-to-use programmatic interfaces. If you're not familiar with Coding for Fun, it's a Channel 9 site that engages in geeky, cool projects, not your standard Battleship Gray business apps. They usually interface with hardware like the Kinect as the interface for controlling boxing robots, or even a Ford Mustang that was heavily modified using Microsoft technology, just to prove that it can be done. Make sure you visit and take a look at all the cool little projects that they've created on their Coding for Fun website. Well, Clint is usually in the center of these projects, and he's, again, the author and the curator of the Coding for Fun toolkit. By using this package in our project, we get some additional tools that we can utilize in our apps, like a little About This App message box, the About prompt, suited for Windows Phone development. So in this lesson, I'm going to demonstrate how to install the Coding for Fun toolkit package into our app using NuGet, and that is a valuable skill that you need to have increasingly as a .NET developer. But once we get it installed, we'll use it to implement the About prompt as we have already set it up basically as the application bar menu option in our app. So in this short lesson, our game plan is to first of all use NuGet to install the Coding for Fun toolkit package into our solution. We're going to snoop around a little bit and see what it added to our project. And then third, we're going to add an about prompt to our app so that we can satisfy one of the requirements as we submit our app to the store. Okay, so there are many ways to get to the NuGet package manager in Visual Studio. This time what we're going to do is right-click the references folder in our project, and I'm going to select Manage NuGet Packages, and this will open up the Manage NuGet Package dialog. And so the easiest way to find what you're looking for is to go up in the little search box and type in, for example, Coding for Fun, and after a moment or two it'll show you your options. Now there happens to be quite a few little versions of this. Clint split up the Coding for Fun toolkit into sub packages so that developers can just pick and choose the parts that they want on their project. However, for simplicity, and because we're going to use a few different parts of this and we want to familiarize ourselves with the package in general, we're going to choose to install the complete version. So what I'm going to do is select the complete. I'm going to select the install button next to that option. And now NuGet's pulling down all of the source files that are required to add that to our project. We get a little file README, Coding for Fun toolkit exists already in the project. You want to override it? Yes, I think this is just a little, I think that's as a result of the fact that we installed the complete version, which actually installs all these little versions, and it wanted to overwrite that file several times. Okay, but now we can see that it's installed not only the complete but also these little sub packages, audio, network, storage, and controls. Go ahead and click close now. And what I want to do is in the Solution Explorer, I want to see what's been added to our project. So I'm going to open up the references folder, which will show me all of the references that my project is pointing to. And you can see that the Coding for Fun toolkit audio controls, net, and storage have all been added as references to my project. Additionally, let's close some things up here. You can see that there is a new toolkit.content subfolder that has a couple of PNG files, a cancel and a check file, and then also this readme.codingforfun.toolkit.txt file. And so if we open that one up, you can see that it gives versioning information like what changed and any migration notes between the versions. Okay. So at any rate, what I want to do is take the simple step of adding an about prompt to our app. So when the user selects the about menu option, we want to display a pop-up. So let's go to our event handler code that we stubbed out in the previous, actually here, in the previous lesson. And what I'm going to do is I'll start by creating a new about prompt. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to find this. So I'm going to hover my mouse cursor over the little blue cursor and add a using statement to get to the codingforfun.toolkit.controls. So that will add this using statement to the very top of my code file. And we're going to create a new about prompt called about me equals new about prompt. Very good. Okay, and so there are many overloaded versions of the method that we need. So about me.show, there's actually three. And we're going to use this third version. So we're going to give the show an author name, the Twitter name, an email address, and a website URL. So let's go ahead and type in channel 9. The Twitter will be at C9. The email address will be ch9@microsoft.com. And then we'll give it http://channel9.msdn.com. All right, and I think that is all that we need. So let's go ahead and run the app. All right, and in the app bar, I'm going to click the About button, and we get our little About prompt with our name, Twitter, web, email address, awesome, with a version number too. And when I'm done with that, I can just click the little check mark. Okay, so it's quick and simple, and for this particular app, we probably need nothing more fancy than this. So leveraging open source or even commercial packages is a great way to add features quickly to your development projects. The whole .NET community and Windows Phone development community and Windows Runtime community on CodePlex is built on sharing packages, components, templates, and so on to help each other quickly implement features. So you can save yourself a lot of time during your career by spending just a few hours exploring the work of others before going off and writing your own. Alternatively, you can use the search box on the NuGet package manager like we did just a moment ago to find similar packages and evaluate the strengths and the weaknesses of each one relative to the needs of your project. So to recap in this lesson, we leveraged the Coding for Fun toolkit to add one small feature now and one larger feature later in this series, as we'll see. We learned how to add packages to our app using the NuGet package manager dialog, how to read the description of the package to learn more, and how packages can be subdivided to minimize unnecessary references and complexity in our projects. All right, so that sets us up nicely for the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you.